today we gave Srimad Bhagavatam class, and that whole class can be heard in the articles. Here I'll just speak about one part of that class, which was how the personified Vedas themselves attain perfection. The subject of class is from the 87th chapter of the 10th canto, which is prayers of the personified Vedas, and it's very difficult, very intricate metaphysical knowledge, jnana. Of course, it's actually directing listeners towards devotional service, but still very nuanced understandings, and something that very much needs to be understood in light of the vision of the acharyas. These personified Vedas emanate from the breathing of Mahavishnu prior to creation, and they sing his praises, and which are these prayers, and thus wake him up from slumber. Part of the, or at least the background to this entire pastime, is a question that Pritchett Maharaj asks, which is, how is it that one can understand the absolute truth through material sound, through a material instrument like the ear, if it's transcendental? And the answer there is that ultimately one can, because the absolute truth has spiritual qualities, that although the nature of the senses is that through perception or through empirical aroha panta, ascending process, they cannot really ascertain the truth, but avaroha, through reception rather than perception, they can hear shabda, transcendental sound, which is knowledge imbued with the blessings of the Lord, so that it can be understood and grasped by conditioned souls. And that is how, with material sound, material senses, one can get to know the absolute truth. Now, although the Vedas themselves, and the personified Vedas, are a repository of knowledge, still, they also aspire for perfection. Srila Prabhupada points out in a letter that they're sages. Some are young, some are old, some are grihasthas, some are brahmacharis, some look like Vyasadeva, and now they're people, that's what it means, personified, and each one of them represents some different aspect of Vedic knowledge. And although they're liberated, they paramahansas, still they haven't attained prema bhakti. They haven't attained the perfection of prema bhakti, which is braja bhakti, or the perfection of braja bhakti, which is gopi bhava, although they are conversant with that knowledge. They know that Radio Bhagavan Vajesha Tattam Vrindavanam Ramya Tachitta Pasana Vajavadhu Vagina Vagavadhu. They know that that is the ultimate stage of perfection, and they hanker after it. And because they hanker after it very strongly, ultimately by the grace of the Lord, they achieve it. Some are jnanis, some are yogis, and still they aspire for perfection. And for instance, the personified Vedas of our current time, they witnessed Krishna's pastime with the gopis. And by the grace of the Lord, in the next day of Brahma, when Brahma next appears, then they'll be able to also appear in Vrindavan along with Krishna as gopis themselves. It's Krishna's blessing on them. There are other versions of how some personified Vedas performed austerities for creations. In fact, it's described for 100 kalpas before they got the mercy of Shirodaksha Vishnu, and by his grace they got the opportunity to take birth in Vrindavan. Some other personified Vedas who appeared got the mercy of Garbhadaksha Vishnu. One way or another, these sages achieved that benediction of being able to participate in Krishna's Leela. I say that because while most of them became gopis, it's also described that some became cows or bulls. It is described that the Upanishads appear as bulls in Vrindavan. And of course, when they're in Vrindavan, then they have the opportunity to associate with the Lord's eternal associates, and by the association of eternal associates, then they have the opportunity to return back home, back to God. So advanced, and yet still they have to perform sadhana. Therefore, obviously, we can't neglect sadhana or think that we're beyond it at any time. Otherwise, we'll certainly become victimized by the material energy. Here are great liberated souls, and yet they're willing to undergo austerities and penances for lengths of creation to achieve their goal. And this is called really being determined. And one can't but follow in their footsteps. So this is the perfection of the personified Vedas, which then it becomes clear that although the Vedas themselves are eternal knowledge, but the personification of those Vedas, or those who represent them, that's a post, like the demigods, and those who propound those Vedas. They are also on the path of perfection, that perfection being to be able to go back home, back to Godhead. So that was sort of a summary of part of the class. As I mentioned, more is available on articles. Hare Krishna.